Judges of stroke play a very important role in ensuring that all swimmers are given the opportunity to compete in a fair and consistent environment. At many swim meets, they can be seen walking alongside the pool to monitor the competitors. In this module, we extend the theory already covered in the Inspector of Turns course. Hence, we recommend that you successfully complete that course before attempting this one. However, if you prefer to do this course first, you should still refer to the Inspector of Turns course and study the sections relating to the rules of swimming. As a judge of stroke, or JOSS, your duties include ensuring that swimmers comply with the relevant rules for each stroke, including turns and finishes, making your decisions independently and autonomously, reporting any infringement of the rules you observe to the referee, operating on each side of the pool to ensure fair and consistent observation of all swimmers, and varying your position in line with the accepted protocols to improve your perspective of the swimmers. It is important to be 100% certain of an infraction before making a report to the referee. Just because a stroke may look different, it does not necessarily mean that there is an infraction occurring. If there's any doubt whatsoever in your mind, do not make a report. Always give swimmers the benefit of any doubt. As a JOSS, you should arrive at venue at least 30 minutes prior to start of meet and report to the referee to receive any instructions and an event program. Have all equipment required to complete the task. This is a current rule book, whistle, pen, program, and infraction report slips. Meet with all other officials with whom you will be working and familiarise yourself with the pool deck area. JOSS are assigned their positions by the referee. There are four, two on each side of the pool. They are numbered 1, 2, 3 and 4 around the pool. JOSS 1 and 2 are positioned on the same size as the referee, with JOSS 1 closest to the referee. JOSS 3 and 4 shall be positioned on the opposite side of the pool. JOSS 1 and 4 are positioned opposite each other, as are JOSS 2 and 3. Each JOSS shall operate as directed by the referee. Generally, this involves observing all of the lanes in their half of the pool. Hence, in an 8-lane pool, each JOSS will observe the 4 lanes on their side. JOSS have jurisdiction from the commencement to the completion of the race, throughout the race, and until all competitors have finished the race. Where inspectors of turns have been appointed, the JOSS will assist them by observing the turns. A JOSS shall report any infractions directly to the referee. If you have an infraction to report, where possible, let your partner JOSS know that you're moving around to see the referee, but do not stop and discuss the infraction. JOSS 3 and 4 may also advise the chief inspector of turns that they are making a report so the referee may be advised by radio where in use. The rules for each stroke have already been covered in the Inspector of Turns course and are not repeated here. You must be completely proficient in the application of those rules to become a judge of stroke. You may revisit the stroke rules and videos at any stage by visiting the Swimming New South Wales website at Technical Official Resources. We will now cover the appropriate JOSS positioning protocol for each stroke in a long course pool. Adjustments will be required for short course. Positioning is important because it ensures that you are appropriately placed to view swimmers, act as a visual cue to the referee that you're officiating as expected, and portrays a professional image. Okay, let's start with freestyle. All stand at the referee's long whistle. At the start of the first heat of a freestyle event, each pair of JOSS on both sides of the pool should be positioned at the 15-metre mark from the start to observe swimmers' heads breaking the surface of the water. JOSS 1 and 4 will remain at this point. JOSS 2 and 3 will then walk, pacing themselves from the swimmers, down the pool and position themselves at the 15-metre mark from the turn end to observe the turn and the swimmers' heads breaking the surface of the water. They will then remain there throughout the rest of the event. For 400-metre or longer freestyle events, each JOSS should sit once the swimmer has passed the 65-metre mark. For 50, 100 and 200-metre freestyle events, each JOSS should remain standing throughout the race, unless instructed otherwise by the referee. During the last lap of the final freestyle heat, Joss 2 and 3 should watch the last swimmer pass the 15-metre mark and then follow them back to join their fellow Joss. When the last swimmer in their jurisdiction has finished the race, the Joss will return to their seat and sit. Okay, let's now move on to breaststroke. In order to complete compliance with all the stroke rules, swimmers must be monitored more closely than in freestyle. However, there is no 15-metre rule in breaststroke, so Joss positioning relative to that mark is not important. All stand at the referee's long whistle. Joss 1 and 4 will proceed to a place approximately 5 metres from the start end. Joss 2 and 3 will proceed to a point approximately 8 to 10 metres from the start end. Note, Joss 1 should not go past the referee at the start or finish of a breaststroke event. Once the race has started, all Joss will walk to the side of the pool observing the swimmers. Joss 2 and 3 shall be slightly behind the lead swimmers, whereas Joss 1 and 4 will follow the tail swimmers. At the turn end, Joss 2 and 3 will stop approximately 5 metres from the end of the pool to observe the turns. Joss 1 and 4 will stop approximately 10 metres from the end. After the turn on the second length, all Joss will walk along the side of the pool, observing the swimmers. Joss 1 and 4 shall be slightly behind the lead swimmers, while Joss 2 and 3 will follow the tail swimmers. If there is another turn at the start end, for example in races of more than 100 metres, then the reverse will apply. As the swimmers finish the race, Joss 1 and 4 will stop in a position to observe the finish touch by the swimmers in their jurisdiction, while Joss 2 and 3 will join them as the tail swimmers move to the finish. When the last swimmer in their jurisdiction has finished the race, the Joss will return to their seat and sit. Now, let's look at a real example. In this case, there are no inspectors of turns, hence the leading Joss will move closer to the ends of the pool than discussed. We're now watching Joss 3 and 4, who stand on the referee's whistle. We are now observing from the stands on the opposite side of the pool. Note the Joss return to their seats once all swimmers within their jurisdiction have satisfactorily completed their race. This acts as a visual cue to the referee not to expect any reports. Now let's move on to backstroke and butterfly. Joss positioning for both these strokes is the same, as they both have 15 metre rules, so the Joss need to monitor this at the start and turns. All stand at the referee's long whistle. For backstroke, this will be the first long whistle. Joss 1 and 4 will proceed to stand 8 to 10 metres from the start end, while Joss 2 and 3 stand at the 15 metre mark from the start end of the pool. After the start of the race, Joss 1 and 4 will follow swimmers to the 15 metre mark to assist their colleagues to observe swimmers' heads breaking the surface of the water. All Joss will then walk along the side of the pool observing the swimmers. Joss 2 and 3 shall be slightly behind the lead swimmers, whereas Joss 1 and 4 will follow the tail swimmers. At the turn end, Joss 2 and 3 will stop approximately 5 metres from the end of the pool to observe the turns. Joss 1 and 4 will stop at the 15 metre mark from the turn end of the pool to ensure all swimmers break the surface of the water at or before the 15 metre mark after the turn. After the turn, on the second length, all Joss will walk along the side of the pool observing the swimmers. Joss 1 and 4 shall be slightly behind the lead swimmers, while Joss 2 and 3 will follow the tail swimmers. If there is another turn at the start-end, for example in races of more than 100 metres, then the reverse will apply. As the swimmers finish the race, Joss 1 and 4 will stop in a position to observe the finish touch by the swimmers in their jurisdiction, while Joss 2 and 3 will join them as the tail swimmers move to the finish. When the last swimmer in their jurisdiction has finished the race, the Joss will return to their seat and sit. Let's look at a real example for a 100-metre backstroke event. In this case, again, there are no inspectors of turns, and backstroke ledgers are in use. Joss 4 has been asked to act as an inspector of turns and officiate the ledgers at the start. We are with Joss 3. Note that Joss 4 arrives at the 15-metre rope in time to monitor the heads breaking the surface of the water of the swimmers within his jurisdiction at the turn. As this is a 100-metre race, Joss 2 and 3 do not stop at the 15-metre rope on the final lap so they can more clearly monitor the finish. That completes our lesson where you have learned the duties, preparation and positioning protocol for a Joss. Next, you should study the rules of swimming and how to employ them in the context of your role. We recommend that you revisit the stroke judging videos in the Inspector of Turns course. To reinforce learning, candidates should print and read the study notes that accompany this course. You're also recommended to recruit a mentor to learn from and to gain ample practice experience. To do your job properly, you must know the current rules of swimming and know where to position yourself to best perform your role. Be consistent, not only in applying the rules, but also in the way you act and how you position yourself. Teamwork is essential. Familiarise yourself with the people with whom you'll be working and the location and equipment. And remember that the benefit of any doubt must go with the swimmer. Thank you. Good luck and enjoy.